The Lord bless you with wisdom and understanding and the ability to remember everything that the Lord has shared with us to help us on our way. Today is May the 11th, 2015. And the Lord began the message tonight with a little dialogue with me. I was feeling very much the separation of being on earth. And it's beginning to really, really hurt not to be with him. And he began the message, "I have so much love and compassion for you, my dear bride." I answered him, "Oh Jesus, I long to be with you. This world is such an imperfect place, and me being in it doesn't make it any more perfect. I know how you feel, and you're exercising great patience. I long for you, Lord. I long for you as well. You have no idea, neither can you comprehend, the torture I go through every day, having my bride apart from me. We are both suffering from this separation, but at least we have these times of refreshing between us. That truly helps. Well, it comforts me too, just to know that you care enough to want to be with me substantially. Oh Lord, I want more of you and less of the other things, but I don't want to be unresponsive to those who write to us." He replied, "Don't you know that we are together when you're writing to them? Don't you know that I fill your head with my thoughts so you can counsel them for me?" At that point, I just got real teary-eyed and had a gush of emotion and said, "Oh, Lord, I don't want to be here. I really want to be with you." He answered, "Soon, my beloved. Why am I feeling this way? Because we're getting closer to the time. I'm allowing you to see a little into your heart how you are longing for me. And if I revealed the whole truth to you, you would die on the spot." Well, that wouldn't be such a bad thing, would it? Not for you or I, but for others it would. Oh, Jesus, I'm feeling heartsick again. And I want to take an aside here before I go into the next part of our conversation to explain something to you. In response to the comments from my last video last night about making more time for the Lord and preparing your heart for the wedding, I have shared with many that the Lord is bringing us into perfection in levels. As we realize the rapture is almost upon us, we're all getting more serious about overcoming our flesh. There have been 3 serious warnings in the past 12 months, and the feeling of expectation was just overwhelming that the rapture was upon us. But we're still here. Is the Lord misleading us? No, never. God does not lie. However, he is leading us into a clearer understanding of what in us still needs to be overcome. Every time we brace ourselves for the rapture, we go into our prayer closet to get closer to the Lord, to purify our hearts, to separate ourselves from the world, and to tackle our flesh along with Holy Spirit's help. Every single time, our wedding dress loses more of its stains and becomes purer and more brilliant. These are almost like drills in preparation for the final day, which the Lord says will come. One of these days, it will not be a drill, but the real thing. So this is what he said, going back to our conversation. "You are right in what you've been telling people. That is exactly what I'm doing, because every level brings another set of stains out of their wedding dress for those who are truly willing. Others just tag along for the journey, but do not really apply themselves to the messages. This is what separates the brides from the believers. I love them both, but the brides pursue me with their hearts, and I reward them with my presence." So I was thinking, okay, so when am I coming? Any minute. One of these times it won't be a drill. It will be the real thing. I want to see exactly how obedient each of my lovers is. And in the process, they're getting many, many stains out of their garments. maybe not altogether, but because they're coming to the surface, I'm able to forgive them and lift them away. In this process, I'm not asking for perfection, only for a firm purpose of amendment and effort. Because my bride wants to be perfect, wants to be washed and clean, wants to be delivered of her faults and sins, I'm imputing it to her as righteousness. And although she may not be totally perfect, when I come for her, her commitment stands in her stead, and her garment becomes a spotless garment. Do you understand? I am doing this for her. I am doing the doing as she corresponds to me in obedience. I lift the stains. It is part of the mystery of sanctification. Oh, Claire, I love her so. I want for her to be with me, he continued, and there are different levels. That is, some have been given 20 talents, some only one. So I judge on what was done with what was given. That is why some seemingly unlikely candidates, because they have worked so hard with their little one talent, they are seen as equally successful as others who are given many more talents and use them properly. Oh, how I love my bride and long to have her with me. Your song was very touching, very touching, and many hearts came to me through that song. Thank you, beloved. Thank you for a beautiful song that brings glory and honor to me and brings my bride just that much closer to perfection. As she immerses herself in worship, the fire of her love purifies her heart, and up and out comes the dross. The more she remains in worship, the more dross that comes to the surface, the more she recognizes her insufficiency and yields herself to me. That is why I prefer that souls come to me through worship. I will enter your gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter your courts with praise. It is clarifying worship. The essence of her soul reaches out to me, and we become one in a divine moment of union. The entire purpose of life is to know me, to serve me, and to love me, and in no other place is that mandate realized as in worship. Here she has given herself to me, and I reach out and embrace her with my love. It is the premier way to intimacy with me. So I want you to continue to teach her that this is the way to come to my heart. So many have no appreciation for what I do for them. And I'm not talking about those who don't know me. I'm talking about my believers, disciples, and brides. Thanksgiving is sadly lacking in all, and that is why I withhold major blessings, because the minor ones have not been acknowledged and appreciated. This is another secret road to my heart. I delight to hear my bride rejoicing in the gifts I've given her. Complaining is the very opposite. If I have allowed sickness that has not yielded to anointed prayer, then I am asking of my closest friend that she carry a bit of my cross for those who are yet unsaved. It is indeed valuable as a fast offering. That is why I rarely ask you to fast anymore. You carry much pain on a daily basis. When you were younger, you fasted much of the week, but now you are carrying your cross and a bit of mine in a different way. It saddens me that so few understand this dynamic. Oh, how much comfort they would receive if only they knew how valuable their sufferings are to me. Many will be shocked when they arrive in heaven at the great reception they will get from those who benefited from their sufferings in this life. And just an aside here, guys, I'm going to be posting a playlist, several playlists in the description box. So please be sure to check that out. So it explains much of what he's saying. We're not carrying the cross of salvation. What we're carrying is the cross of sanctification and opening the hearts of people and turning to the Lord when salvation is offered to them, it's a fast offering. The same things you would fast from food when you carry a cross without complaining. Or trying not to complain. I am not free of complaining. Anyway, it has great merit. I also want to mention that our book, Chronicles of the Bride, has a chapter devoted to souls that were saved because others rejected the graces God intended for them. The chapter is called Graces Dispensed on Your Behalf, March 9th, 2007, on page 65. And I'll leave this in the description box, along with the video link to the book and our website, and our new blog site as well, which has progress reports of people who have been having real gains in prayer. Okay, and then the Lord continued, "My last word to you tonight is to stand strong. Hold the ground you have gained by looking into my mirror and confronting your faults and your flesh. Hang on to that ground. It is valuable. Don't slide back, drinking and carousing because your groom is delayed. Rather, protect what remains and continue to advance in the fight against your flesh. I shall give you the victory. I bless you now with the perseverance to stand expectantly, waiting for my call at any moment, and do not grow weary in well-doing. When you get to heaven, you will wish you had done much more to help others. And please, my brides, as you take time with me this week, recognize more and more how the world has gotten into your thinking and your lives." And that's the end of his message. And I do have another video that I think could help open your eyes as to how we've been conditioned by the world, even in the church. And it's the introduction to Wounding Waters, the Worldly Church. And I will leave that link. It's one of my very earliest videos. But it's probably the basis for this entire channel, the whole series on the Worldly Church, or the Lord dictated this to me in a 5-part series. He asked me to do it a certain way. And this is just the introduction to that 5-part series. So the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for your prayers and tuning into our channel. Having you here and listening to your comments is one of the greatest blessings of our lives. We really, really appreciate you.